Can I help you with something, sir?
Name's Dennis. I've been hired to exterminate you.
Time for Teletubbies.
Dinky Winky.
Pinky Winky.
Dipsy. La la.
You might have seen a house fly, maybe even a super fly, but I bet you ain't never seen a donkey fly.
How'd you get to Sesame Street?
Parents have to wade through a thicket of media. What do they think of what comes into their home via TV, the internet, video games? Well, the Kaiser Family Foundation asks parents every year what they think. This year's survey was released today. I asked the study's main author, Vicki Rideout, what most surprised her.
Most parents, two-thirds of them, feel like they're already doing a pretty good job of closely monitoring their kids' media use. There's only 18% who say they think they need to do more. And what's really interesting is that this is even true online. And that's where I think we've assumed that parents feel just hopelessly behind the curve, and they don't seem to feel as overwhelmed as we thought they did.
So there's less of a problem than we, the media, think there is.
Well, at least parents think there's less of a problem.
Right.
So you find that 3 out of 4 parents say they feel like they know a lot about what their kids are doing online, and they're doing things like reading their kids' profiles on social networking sites, and they're looking to see where they've been online after they've been on the internet. They're checking their instant messaging buddy lists and that kind of thing. So they feel like, for the most part, they've got a little bit of a handle, better handle than they've had in the past, on what their kids are consuming.
And yet your study says that they think that it is someone else's problem. In other words, that it's not a non-negligible problem, but it's not a problem that affects them, it affects someone else.
Well, first of all, I don't want to downplay what parents' concerns are. There's still a large number of parents who say they're really concerned that their own kids are seeing too much sex, violence, and coarse language in the media they're using. But it's been a noticeable decline over the last 10 years. And I think the other thing that's going on is parents are still concerned about the broader media environment out there, but at least when it comes to what's happening inside the walls of their own home, they're feeling a little more confident that they're starting to get a handle on the situation.
Well, when you're talking about the media, are you talking about just stuff that you see on TV or on through the medium that's fictionalized? Or are you talking about, in general, looking at InStyle magazine, for example, or just broadcast news?
We were talking about entertainment media used by kids. So we're talking about television, video games, music, and the internet primarily. And what's interesting is for parents who do say that they're very concerned about inappropriate content in the media, we then ask them, which medium is it that concerns you the most? Interestingly, it's television, not the internet. And, when we first asked that question, I really thought it would be the internet.
Did you find a difference at all between boys and girls, parents of boys and girls?
I think parents with girls are particularly, and young girls, are concerned about some things like how girls dress in some of the TV shows and video games that their kids are using. And in fact, parents of some boys really worry about the images of girls that their boys are getting from those media too.
But that the girls are dressed too suggestively?
Yeah, scantily clad, and maybe this, like, that the kids are aspiring to those fashions at too young of an age. So we did hear in focus groups a lot about parents with young girls, where the girls would see something in the media and then be trying to dress themselves in a way that was just not appropriate for a little girl.
And Vicki, are you a parent?
No, I'm a grandparent, though.
You're a grandparent?
I have 2 grown stepsons and 4 grandchildren.
Well, what kinds of concerns do you have for your grandchildren?
I worry about the amount of time that they spend with media in all 4 cases. That's the concern that I have, that as a grandparent, I'm constantly trying to bite my tongue about.
Vicki Rideout is vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Their new survey of parents on children and the media is out today.